right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and he'll be with us every single Wednesday for the rest of time.
Wait, until summer vacation when I can no longer appear in the evenings.
So, but Wednesdays, though, you have the house to yourself.
Pretty much,
and that's when you can take one of those open door...
You know what it is? My son is on a work furlough program.
Oh, is that right?
And on Wednesdays, he's not around.
How old's your kid? Seven, eight?
He's 8.
8 years old.
Did some really bad things. And,
Boy.
So he has to do time on Wednesdays. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
he's
back with on Thursday. Huh? All right, Gina Grad's here, and she does news. Gina, what's in the news, baby?
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Oh, God, I am so nervous to do the news in front of Arsenio.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
It's just the news.
He makes me so nervous.
Gina Grad, man.
Oh. Well, first and foremost, tonight on Fox, American Idol and the Idol Gives Back Foundation present a second installment of the popular TV event to help children and young people in extreme poverty here at home in the U.S. and around the world.
Chariots for charity.
Fox will raise awareness and funds to benefit 6 charities, including the Children's Defense Fund, the Global Fund, Make It Right, Malaria No More, Save the Children, U.S. programs, and the Children's Health Fund. This year's event will be bigger and more ambitious than ever, with stars like Robin Williams, Celine Dion, Forest Whitaker, and Snoop Dogg showing up.
Jesus.
And here we have some audio of rapper...
Wipe out malaria tonight.
Indeed. We have some audio of rapper Snoop Dogg expounding on the merits of charity.
All right, here we go. Snoop Dogg, everybody. It's Arsenio's best friend.
Because that's how you get your blessings in life, you know what I'm saying? When I was a youngster, I was taught that, you know, it's better to give than receive, and I never really understood what that meant until I started having things in life. And once I started receiving things, I felt better by giving as opposed to me buying stuff for myself. And it's just a great feeling. Everybody I associate myself with, they feel the same way I do. So when we said we was going to do this show, Charlie Wilson, Teddy Riley, we all got together and said, we need to make this show epic. We need to make people feel this and shed a tear, basically, because this is something that we're proud of.
All right, there you go. Now, you know him pretty well, right?
And I know Charlie Wilson.
Now, I've heard...
My name is Charlie. Yeah. Last name Wilson. Now, how long do you think it took to pin that lyric?
Oh, yeah. Right.
My name is Charlie. Last name Wilson. Oh, yeah. Let me write that down.
But I've never met Snoop Dogg, but I've heard he's one of those generous guys on the planet. Is that right?
Absolutely. And especially if it has something to do with kids, because...
Yeah,
Snoop
buys kids a lot of crap.
He does stuff for kids in Compton that I don't do for my kids. Especially the ones in Cleveland that can't catch up with me. Oh, you know, hey, Snoop's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but you gave him a start.
I was lucky enough to have Dr. Dre call me and tell me about a rapper from Long Beach named Calvin.
Right.
And he wanted to bring him through when he dropped something from the Chronic CD, and bam, I got lucky. I just happened to be in the right place with a vehicle in a time when nobody kind of got how important hip-hop could be to a television demographic.
Does he thank you still for the leg up?
Thank you is kind of like always making sure there are tickets for me wherever I go.
Or good for you.
Always making sure that when the right pharmaceutical marijuana is in town, I get a call.
Yeah,
you
get a piece of that, huh? Little sack goes out to Woodland Hills.
He's a good guy. You know what two people, I have to say, like have never changed? People that I had involvement in their career, him and Mariah. And I know it sounds strange because you automatically think diva.
Right.
But nobody is cooler than
Mariah Carey, huh? And still very hot.
Oh, yeah, still very hot.
Can't hit the high notes anymore.
but
very hot.
But a good writer.
Yeah.
Still very hot.
And you know, she has only one less number one hit than the Beatles.
I know. I saw that in the paper last
Isn't
week.
Isn't that wild?
Man. That's cool. You know what? That fell in my lap. I was at the Ivy and Tommy Mottola. You know that name?
Yeah,
producer. We grew up listening to songs with the name Tommy Mottola in it.
And they were together for a long time.
They were together. He gave me a cassette tape at the Ivy. That's how long ago it was. It was a tape.
Wow.
You got a tape player now?
You know what? I have a lot of tapes now, but no tape player. My car doesn't even have a tape player.
If he gave me a Great Singer tape right now, I would have to say I don't have a show nor a tape player.
All right. So Snoop Dogg raising money with American Idol. Good for them. All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
Yes, so outspoken ex-View host Rosie O'Donnell talked on Good Morning America recently. The comedian told interviewers about her old talk show host job, her political feelings, and her vow to quit drinking beer.
Mm.
We have some audio of that.
All right, Rosie with the beer. Beard or beer?
Beer with B-E-E-R.
No more beer. You know, now it doesn't mean I don't have a margarita at the Mexican place, because I do. I'm not in any means, by any means, sober. But
it's just not the every night kind of beer thing?
Exactly. Because beer to me, you know, I love it, and I drink it like it's water. I could have three beers at dinner, not think about it, not even, you know, I'm a 200-pound woman.
Jeez. That's a huge bitch.
Just when you thought the package couldn't be more unattractive, sitting there with those big, you know, three big cans of beer in front of her, Old English 800 with the pop top, with the pull top on them. All right, Rosie, 200 pounds. I don't know, man.
You love fat humor.
I think she's using a different scale.
You know, I'm a 200-pound woman. So I can drink my beer, and it's just, it's when you look at calories.
200 pounds. Where was this audio? From 1978?
I think it's from yesterday.
When was she 200 pounds?
I'm 185.
I'm 200 pounds.
Hey,
she ate 200 pounds.
Hey, back in the day, I hit on Rosie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, what happened?
I mean,
you buzzed? Or you didn't know she was a lesbian?
No one knew. No,
you didn't know?
You couldn't
eyeball that?
I don't have good gaydar.
No, come on. I don't think you need it there.
And at that time, she talked about dating, and you know, I
did. You ever hit it with her? I mean,
no. But
wow.
I slept with Sandra Bernhardt.
What a power couple, you and our Rosie.
yeah.
You slept with Sandra Bernhardt?
Oh yeah. Well, she wasn't there, but you know.
Oh, I see. Right.
But I always had a crush on Sandra Bernhardt.
And you knew then, though, right?
I love when you look at me like I really don't know what to say to that.
Well, you knew, but did you know that she was also?
Didn't know that. Didn't know that.
Not into the stick, right?
Yes. Well, you know what? But Sandra.
Stickphoria.
Sandra.
I think is what's
Sandra
called.
Might not
stickphobia.
Have total stickphoria. Stickphobia. She may have partial stickphobia. You know?
Stickphobia. That's a great name for a lesbian rap artist.
You have to sit in a boardroom.
Stickphobia.
At a label and give out the titles to the brothers'
yeah,
CDs. Because you can. Stickphobia? That's another one. That's a Dr. Dre release. Stickphobia. Stickphobia.
Right, yeah. A little beatbox to Stickphobia. All right, we continue here with Rosie, I guess.
So I can drink my beer, and it's just, it's when you look at calories-wise, and now that I'm 46, and there's a history of diabetes in my family, you know, trying to get a little bit of control over my physical health.
Mm, yeah, a little bit of control. I think you need, you know, that 747 has no wings or engines. all right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, yes. The first round of the new show Secret Talents of the Stars premiered last night. Audiences were treated to performances by Sasha Cohen, George Takei, Clint Black, and Maya. And one highlight of the night was George Takei, who performed as a country western singer with an all-star backup band. The award-winning country western band Montgomery Gentry helped George prepare for the tournament. And we have some audio of this little...
All
musical
right.
gem.
Here's George Takei. Takei?
Takei.
Takei. Here we go.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Is talent in parentheses there?
Ooh.
On this
show? They use the word very loosely.
All right. Jesus, this is not some talent, man.
I got a call.
You know, by the
show.
Way, this guy, I never was a fan of his before he was on the Stern Show.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I hear him on the Stern Show, I can't stop listening when he's on the show.
He's funny, man. They got a nice crew over there at Sirius. And he is a funny guy. Good actor.
Yeah, a great actor.
And I think he is such a different personality for that room that... He fits in perfect.
Well, he's also contributed to, a lot of guys do this, and I do it in email, too. Whenever, you know, you send some guy an email and you go, hey, I think one of our friends might be, you know, coming out of the closet. You know, stuff like that. Or I heard this celebrity was coming out of the closet. The term for that now is Oma.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I mean, that's, yeah. He sort of created that. Oh, my.
And that really deep voice.
Yeah, that really, oh, my.
Hey, man, I got a call about that show, Gina.
Is that right? The Secret Star? The yeah. Secret Talents?
On my website, there's a picture of me as a kid doing magic. So they were like, oh, this is great. You'll do magic. And But I didn't know it was a contest. I'm not going to sit and do magic and then Joe Frazier sings and I end up going home. I mean, you know, I'm
right.
not. You know, I just rather stay home. Just right. stay home. Right. You know, don't send me home.
Do those shows offer any money? Is it decent money?
I'm sure it's favored nations, probably some kind of.
50 grand? 150 grand. Wow. Because I remember when my dad did Celebrity Circus or something like that. Remember it was
Circus of the Stars?
Circus of the Stars, yeah.
He did?
Yeah,
oh
he did.
God.
He was in Vegas doing a, and I think it was
what was his
trapeze or
oh,
something.
Trapeze.
Yeah, as Skippy, the old man character. And I think it was like $100,000, and they put you up, and they fly you in. I mean, it's a big deal. $100,000.
They haven't gone
But that was
much.
Back in 1978, 79.
Yeah, how about the cost
But $150,000, pretty good deal. All right, here's more of a George Takei with On the Road Again.
Places that I've never been. On the road again, on the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
You know, it's funnier if you listen to this song, and whenever he says road, think to yourself, stick, all right? Here we go.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. Wait to
Stick.
Get on the road again. On the road again. Going to places that I've never.
All right, there he goes. George Takei, everybody. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes, finally, statistics show that where there was once a spiking increase in people moving into Los Angeles, that increase has slowed down dramatically.
What?
Yes. As an example, there has been a steady 1.7% increase in the city's population from the year 2000 to the year 2005.
Right.
But in the last few years, that population percentage has been cut in half.
Whoa.
Yes, researchers say they're not exactly sure why this increase is tapering off, but are noticing that for whatever reason, many are suddenly finding Los Angeles to be an unappealing place to move.
Crazy hoes, man.
Man.
Make you pick up and leave. Crazy hoes make you move.
Let me guess what it could be, because I don't know what it could be, because L.A. is such a friendly place to live.
Clean.
Maybe it's the fact that it's filthy. Maybe the fact that the city council doesn't care about you. Maybe the fact that there's not enough cops and there's graffiti everywhere. A crime has gone through the roof.
How about the freeway when you have to pass the Getty at 5 in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Or how about driving on Ventura Boulevard anywhere? The busiest street in Los Angeles, and it's like driving on the moon. You know, the potholes and the crap you have to deal with. Maybe the fact that there's smog here and the people, there's not enough transportation.
How about traffic everywhere? You're in Beverly Hills with your kid and you go in the bathroom at the Will Rogers Park and George Michaels is in there. Okay, I gotta move.
I understand moving though. I really get it.
That's a good topic.
I get it. All right, Gina, thanks for the news.
Thank you.
Look at that, Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Okay, that could have been a lot worse.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, there she goes,
She's
everybody.
Gina does stand-up.
Yeah, I know. She's a stand-up comic. She's great. All right, folks, it's an interesting topic, an interesting area, that a lot of people have said F it to Los Angeles. And I was just—I'm staying down in Orange County in Dana Point for the last few days, and my wife's family's down there. My father-in-law, her sisters, and her brother. And so we got a hotel room sitting down there in Orange County on Wednesday night and tonight, and then come back tomorrow. So I'm driving back and forth for 75 miles, not bad. But the difference between driving around the city of Ladera Ranch or Cota de Casa. Or Dana Point, or Laguna Hills, or whatever the
Rancho Bernardo.
Yes, yeah, all those places down there. Yeah, that's a little further south, but yeah, that's the same vibe. San Clemente, that whole area, San Juan, is beautiful.
Yeah,
it seems like the people down there in South Orange County and even North Orange County. I mean, even when you talk about Huntington, Westminster, even towards the beach. Irvine especially. It seems like the people in government down in Orange County give an S about the people who live there. The people in the councilmen and councilwomen in Los Angeles don't care at all about you or me or people who live in LA. Not at all.
You know, down where you're staying, Have you noticed the water is even different?
Yeah.
It's like they must have some kind of laws that eventually result in the water being cleaner because it's beautiful.
Well, I got back to the hotel we're staying at last night around 12:30 in the morning, and my daughter was sleeping. And I was sitting there with my wife. We were just watching TV and sitting on the balcony. And all of a sudden, my daughter woke up like at 1:30 in the morning. And she was up, and she wanted to have a banana. So we were having a banana. And she goes, Daddy, can we go for a walk? And I thought to myself, if she said that in the Valley at 1:30 a.m., no effing way.
Yeah, let's walk past Taft High School, honey.
I don't let her go in the backyard at night. But down there, my wife said, hey, let's get the stroller out go for a half-hour walk. And we went down, we drove down, and then walked around the harbor down there, Dana Point Harbor.
Yeah.
And you can walk down there at night.
Yeah.
And there's nobody knifing you. There's nobody shooting you. There's no graffiti. There's cops there. They're friendly until you F up. Then they kill you.
Right.
But it's an area.
But that's a good thing. They have no tolerance for crap. They step to you quick on the beach if you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing.
If
you brought Bay Bay's kids to the beach, they're going to ask you to go home,
They step quick to you.
Yeah, they step quick to you down there. And I know because I've been down there with my family, and they step quick to families from Cleveland who don't quite get that this ain't Lake Erie. Hey, young man, hey. They step to you quick.
I like that term.
And by the way, La Jolla.
Beautiful.
Me and my son are walking on this area of La Jolla. It's a nude beach. And I didn't know
that. Is that right? So Black's Beach, then, right?
Yeah, so you talk about the beautiful people. I got to see more of those people.
Right. All right, folks, if you've left L.A., you've said F it to L.A., is that a good choice? Are you happy with where you moved? Maybe it's Thousand Oaks, Valencia, Westlake,
Ojai,
or maybe to the east, it's Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's it.
The Inland Empire, maybe Cota de Casa, Ladera Ranch.
Now, the Inland Empire, that has the great malls. What do you call those, that kind of mall?
Oh, the outlets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're frugal like me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you take $1 million into one of them.
Yeah, there's another outlet up in Ventura. That's actually the one you should go to, the one in Camarillo.
There's the
Camarillo outlet. Yeah, I got to get you around. You haven't been there?
No.
And you haven't been to Costco?
Could we start at Costco?
Because
I hear so much about Costco. And you know what? Near the Commerce, where you were broadcasting live that time, there are some outlets.
Yeah, there's an outlet right next to it, yeah.
I see them from the freeway, and I sit in the car, and I say, oh, wouldn't it be fun to go in there?
All right, if you said F it to L.A., was that a good choice, or once you get out there, are you bored to death? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. According to Gina Grant, she just read some stats that L.A.'s population is not growing like the surrounding areas. We could all imagine why that is, because it is tough to live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of graffiti. There's a lot of a-holes. there's a lot to deal with. And I noticed the homeless population in L.A. is much worse than it is down in Dana Point.
See, they don't even tolerate poverty.
They don't.
Hey, you, take that out of the water, and you, get the blanket, and let's go back to L.A. Come on.
I actually heard this, that the Irvine cops, and they don't admit doing this, and they don't like when I talk about it on the air, but I've heard from many people that Irvine cops will pick up homeless people and drive them to Santa Ana. Irvine doesn't like homeless.
I did the Irvine improv.
Right.
And they asked me to take one back with me after my show. They make sure they get it done down there.
All right. Have you said F it to L.A.? You've moved out of Los Angeles. Are you happy with the move? A good choice? Or do you miss the chaos and the craziness here? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, even Los Angeles, where it has, the beaches, if you go to Santa Monica Beach at night, I don't feel safe there, like around the pier. Mm-mm. Or, walking down the beach in Santa Monica at night. Not at all.
I've been standing around moon shadows, and I just have this fear that Mel Gibson's going to come out and start cussing. I know I don't feel safe.
But I don't feel safe on Venice Beach at night. Manhattan Beach, somewhat. Hermosa Beach, somewhat safe in that area. But then you swing around the peninsula. That's a decent area. Then you get into San Pedro, Long Beach. And that's not, you know, you could also get the knife, you know, on those beaches.
Yes.
Then once you get down to Orange County, like Seal Beach, that's where Orange County starts. Right after Long Beach, you get Seal Beach. And I've lived a couple of years in Seal Beach, and the cops there are spectacular. They don't tolerate anything. As you say, they step to you. They step to you quick.
You need to go to break!
The moment you start effing around in Seal Beach, you're going
to
know
it. I was just in Disneyland. Yeah. They step to you quick there.
Yeah. You know, when you get pulled over in Irvine, it's not one car. It's always two cars. They'll call for a backup.
Yeah. Yeah. In Disneyland, a guy stepped up on the sidewalk where the fountain is, stepped up like 3 feet up.
Right.
And a guy just appeared and was, hey, you know, step to you quick.
Orange County, they step to you quick. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, which means it must be Wednesday. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. That's the other voice you hear tonight.
Look at you. Look at you, man.
Every Wednesday night. As great co-host and funny as hell, man.
You got to come pick me up, though, man.
Yeah. Pick your ass up. Although you wouldn't get in my car. You have like a $100,000 car.
Oh, no. That's folklore.
No. How many cars do you own?
I got two. You got one for when the other one broken, you know.
Right,
I'm a simple guy, Tim.
All right, but you live in Los Angeles still, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And ever think about pulling up?
Yeah.
Especially when you got kids. You know, when you don't have kids, L.A. is the greatest place to live on the planet. You want to hear sirens and gunshots and all that crap when you're single because it gets your blood going.
Yeah.
But when you got a kid and you hear a gunshot or a helicopter, you're like, wait a minute, what the F is this?
Yeah, you know, you think about school systems and different things. When I was a young man doing stand-up, when I first came to Los Angeles, I lived near the Comedy Store. We all lived around there so we could walk to the Comedy Store and walk to the Improv.
Right.
Now, I don't want to live near the Mondrian. I don't want to be near the site where Belushi died. But that used to be important to me. Now I want to be in Agora Hills. I want to be in Pasadena. You know,
right.
I want to be where all the black folks are light skinned. I want to be in that wonderful land.
Yeah, like Sierra Madre out there.
Yes, that's beautiful. I want to be where the outlet malls are.
All right, according to Gina Grad, she read online today, people are saying L.A. Is that you, and was that a good choice? Let's talk to Kathleen in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
All right, baby. Where are you living?
I like that vivacity.
Yeah, got some enthusiasm.
And it's a quarter. Oh, it's a quarter to ten. I'll tell you, there's no place like Orange County.
Yes.
Especially, you know, my daughter went to school in Irvine and stuff, and I'll tell you, the school system here, you can keep LAUSD in the garbage.
I know. LAUSD sucks. And Irvine is such a great city to live in. You're actually 15 minutes ahead of us.
That's probably true.
how many,
you know, the school system, we put out some really great kids.
How many kids in a class down there?
It depends. Probably not more than about 20.
Wow, is that right?
Wait a minute. That don't sound like what I was looking to hear.
20's not bad. It's the 40 that LAUSD that sucks.
Okay.
That's right. LAUSD.
These great schools now have 11, 12 kids in a class.
Some of the private schools do, but
yep.
I remember when I graduated from Birmingham High School, I think there were like 850 kids in my graduation class.
Mm.
If I think that number's right. 850. And there were only three grades there. There were 10, 11, and 12, and I think there was about 2,400 kids there. And, you know, for 2,400 kids, you just have to control them for 3 years. You can't teach them anything. It's just all about control.
The school system wasn't any good when I went to school there.
Right. How long have you been living in Irvine?
32 years.
And when you get pulled over, is it two cop cars?
I've never been pulled over.
Have you heard the cops take homeless out of Irvine and drive them to Santa Ana?
I have never heard that until I just heard it on your show.
Oh, get out of here, Kathleen. Absolutely not. You live in a vacuum down there.
I fell off a ladder in my garage the first part of this year. And within 2 minutes, I had fire department and police department. Within 2 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, you'd have still been on the ground in L.A.
That's right. I died.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling.
Tommy. They drove Jan Michael Vinson back to L.A. from there. It's like, we're not having it. Step to him quick.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Adam in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You're part of the group that's fleeing L.A.?
Hi, Tim. Hey, Arsenio, I used to listen to you in high school.
Right on, man. Make me feel like Methuselah.
That's right. Yeah. Coming to America was one of my favorite all-time movies.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I moved out here from L.A. out to Rancho Cucamonga. Everything's brand new out here. Everyone's young families. Everyone's in their 20s and 30s. I like it.
Wait. Yeah, so your problem was old ass people. Was that the biggest problem for you?
Yeah, all the old people.
All right, dude. Thank you for phoning. Speaking of being old, I discovered this over the weekend, and I got to make sure that I get this right. Okay, it's right. I graduated high school in 1981.
Gotcha.
In the 80s. You know, it seems like just yesterday was in the 80s, right?
Right.
1981, while I'm graduating high school, while I'm, drunk in the cap and gown, Alicia Keys.
Wow.
Beyonce Knowles.
Ooh.
And Paris Hilton were born that year.
Wow.
The year I graduated high school, Paris Hilton was an embryo.
And her father
Jesus
was saying,
Christ.
Gotta keep her off the pole. Gotta run this hotel. Gotta run this hotel and keep her off the pole.
He kept her off the pole, just not out of the movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How about that?
Good movie.
Oh, bubble.
Good movie.
Do you own it?
Yes, I have that.
One Night in Paris?
Oh, yes. It's good. But you know what's even better than that? The Kim Kardashian film.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. And you'll appreciate this. You and your wife. Get a babysitter and find the Screech DVD.
Oh, yeah. Screech has been out, right?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'm out of that business. I was thinking of, if Jim Rome did a gay DVD, let's say he was gay and he put together, him and another guy.
My sphincter is burning?
Yeah. But here's the title for it.
Okay.
While in Rome. It's a great title for it. While
ESPN.
In Rome. Hey, how about your
call
pal,
my client here?
Hey, how about your pal Jay Leno getting effed over for the gay humor? Did you see this?
Oh no, I missed that.
Yeah, he made a joke about a gay actor, or I think it was an actor who was playing a gay guy or a gay actor.
Yeah.
And I think we have some audio of that as well.
Jay makes fun of everybody, though. That's strange.
How effed up is society where you're going after the guy who goes out of his way to be kind to everybody?
I mean, come on. Would Ross the intern have a gig if it weren't for Jay Leno?
Yes.
He's like the Martin Luther King of homosexuality.
No kidding, man.
Come on.
And then the gay and lesbians went after that dude?
I mean,
there are a lot more offensive a-holes and crazy jerk-offs on this planet than Jay Leno.
I mean, Jay will pop off a check for GLAD in a minute, and, they just made an enemy.
You got it here? All right, here it is. It was on Jay Leno. Here we go.
The thing that sort of, what happens in these things
is the explanation of it, right?
It then builds
We don't have the joke itself. Oh, but what he did, Gina Gregg can tell us what happened.
Yeah, because she has experience in the world of stand-up.
She's in the news department.
Well, also, I'm a friend of the community.
Thank you.
the black community. Ryan Phillippe was on the show.
Oh, Ryan Phillippe, okay.
And Jay asked him to turn to the camera, pretend it's his gay lover, and give him his best gay face. And Ryan said he was uncomfortable, and I think they went to commercial.
Oh, babu. All right, and then so Jay Leno, a lot of pressure, and then he had to make an apology. And he doesn't seem like he's happy about it here. Here's the audio, Jerry.
The thing that sort of what happens in these things is that it then builds to. Yeah, I would read the blog. I didn't see Jay Leno's anti-gay tirade, but I heard he went on and on. You know, so it's one of these things where it just builds and builds. You go, look, I'm a comic. If I offended anybody, I'm sorry. This is my job to make a laugh. And we're a live show, and maybe you say something that's inappropriate, and I apologize. And it was simple as that, so,
Oh, man. How about that?
I mean,
all right.
I'm sure they could find someone to attack other than Jay.
Jay Leno, please.
Come on.
Unbelievable.
And by the way,
he should have said, I would have been very proud of him. He said, F them all. F everyone. Not apologizing to anybody.
Well,
where is the line, Tim? You know, these days, we're so politically correct. I don't know where the line is. I was listening to a program the other day. I sound like I'm 70. I was watching TV. Okay, listening to a program. Watching TV, and Mad TV did a joke about Forrest Whitaker's eye. And I realized I've gotten old because I was uncomfortable. I was like, yo, Forrest's eye, you know, that's wrong,
right.
You know?
But, you know, it's just true because you do stand-up. Mm-hmm. If you use the N-word at the comedy, not at the Laugh Factory, you get fined still?
You know, I'm not sure what's up with the I've been scared to go there since
that's what
Richards.
I heard. You get fined
Michael
every time
Richards,
you use it.
I'm, you know what? He ruined Seinfeld for me because now when he slides in the door,
right.
it's like Lester Maddox just slid in. You know? And he ruins the show. He distracts me.
Yeah,
and
he does.
I love that show.
I know.
And now when I watch it, I'm like, oh, here comes David Duke sliding in Jerry's apartment.
I know. There was a rumor going around that you had written Michael Richards' act for him. And I always defend you. I'm like, no way that Arsenio is writing that crap.
I
don't know if we could use it on
the
air.
You know what?
I don't think we can. I don't think we're allowed to do that, are we?
Paul Mooney, he doesn't say the N-word anymore.
Right.
But he used to have a bit called...
Paul Mooney's hysterical.
Oh, he's hysterical. And he said, I have something I'm doing, brother, called the nigger news. And he does this thing of news from a black POV.
Right.
And it's hilarious, but you got to get the joke. And we're in a time now where he doesn't do it anymore.
He doesn't?
But 15 years ago, he did the nigga news every night. And now...
I saw it. I saw it. It's very... It's if you're like a white person, you want to get wildly offended, go see him, but it's hysterical.
Yeah. And you know why you almost have to stop doing it? Because tonight, before I get home, some white person, to say the N-word, will come up to me and say, I've seen the nigga news. It's like, and I have to hit him. I have to hit him. And, you know? And that's why we have to just bury the word.
All right. L.A.'s population is not increasing like the surrounding areas. If you've moved out of L.A., was that a decent move for you, or do you miss the chaos here back in the city of Los Angeles? 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. It's Wednesday. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Tim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
F-a-mo.
Yeah, I know.
F-a-mo!
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us.
Better known as Rob Lowe's maid.
Yeah, look at that. All right, have you said F it to Los Angeles? Was that a good move? Colin in South Central, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, Tim?
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow at noon.
And where do you live now?
I live in South Central by USC.
Oh, I see. Okay, and you had enough, huh?
Yeah, it's a gem out here. But yeah, I'm leaving the state tomorrow and looking forward to it.
Hey, how did you end up in that area?
By accident. It was close to my previous job that I worked downtown, so it's 2 miles commute.
We're off like Hoover in that area?
Normandy and Adams.
Oh, Bobo. Oh, you know what? There's a I think it's either Hoover or Vermont and Adams, but there's a dentist office on that corner. Mm-hmm. And it's on Adams Boulevard there. Right. It's called the Adams Family Dentistry.
Yeah, that's on Adams in Normandy.
Right. And nobody thought that maybe that's not a good name for a dentist office.
Yeah, it's a bad neighborhood. We got robbed last weekend, and it's just, you know, I've been robbed twice in the last 3 months. I'm ready to go.
You're done. All right, Papa, we'll miss you, buddy. Listen online.
Definitely, I will.
All right. All right, take care. There he goes, everybody.
Jeez. I was in that area with Suge Knight about 5 years ago, and Suge said, Lord Jesus, let's get out of here.
Oh, is that right?
He was scared to death, man.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, let's get out of here.
All right, if you said F it to L.A., John in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hate L.A., and I lived in the Knights area. I lived in Westwood on Veteran and Gailey.
Westwood's great.
Coming from South Orange County, born and raised here, it was not great. It was horrible.
Right. Well, yeah, and anywhere from Orange County to L.A. is tough. It takes a lot of getting used to.
I would really miss On the Fritz. You hip to that? You hip to On the Fritz?
On the Fritz?
Yeah.
No, what is that?
Over near, What's the place that used to be the Arrowhead Pond? Is it the Honda Center now?
Yeah, Honda Center. Yeah.
Okay, there's a wonderful gentleman's establishment called
Fritz's. All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. Arvin in Chino Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. Where are you?
I'm in Chino Hills.
I'm in a Minute Maid can, Tim.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, dog.
You said...
It's actually a coincidence. I was actually watching Coming to America last night. Pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks, man.
Although it did put me to sleep. But...
Yeah, you know, I'm like Ambien sometimes, bro.
All right, dude. You said F it, huh?
Yeah, I grew up in Boyle Heights, moved to Whittier. It was good for a little bit, and it's kind of bad there, so I'm in Chino Hills.
Oh, boy. Well.
Chino Hills sounds dangerous.
Yeah, Chino Hills is where the prison is, isn't there?
It's actually, you know, that's the funny thing. It's actually about 2 miles from where I live.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And now, if there's an escape there, they tell you about it?
Usually about 6 months afterwards.
Ah, well, that's good timing.
So you, you might be living with a prisoner.
Yeah, but you know what? I always thought, though, if you live near a prison, that's the safest place to be. Because if a guy escapes prison, he wants to get the F away from there.
Right, he don't want to go next door.
Yeah, he's not going to go, he's not going to walk 10 feet and lay on the, the patio furniture. He's going to hightail it the F out of there. All right, let's talk to Henry in Anaheim.
I think my man had Vonage.
Henry, 97.1, how are you?
Well, these are great diggings. Newport Beach and Lido Isle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind.
That is beautiful down there, man.
Definitely good, you know, with the everything, all the butlers go out, pick up everything for you at the nice market.
Wow, look at you.
The whole shoot and match. It just so happened my boss owned half of Newport Beach and Lido Isle, next to Movie Stars, where they pulled up two vans and tailors, brought the cloth and everything else, and fitted the Movie Stars for suits.
Yeah, I tell you what, when I used to live in Seal Beach, it used to be, you know, it was 35 miles from work. But when you're there on weekends, you felt like you were in Hawaii. I mean, you feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah.
It's nice and relaxing. You know, when you live in the San Fernando Valley, like you and I do, we live like a couple miles from each other.
Absolutely.
Like when Taft High School lets out, watch out. If you're in that area between, 2 and 3 o'clock, it's gridlock.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that area, Taft High School.
Right.
So, what are they feeding the young girls now?
They're blowing up out there?
You know, blowing up in a way that I don't see the kids from that school. I just see these women who look like they might be on The Girl Next Door next season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I went out with my daughter to the Commons out in Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out in the Commons in Calabasas, I got to warn you, they will get down on you if you smoke a cigarette. I heard that.
They're crazy.
But... The 13 and 14 year old girls out there, they look like they're 18 or 19.
Yeah. So
I gotta keep my daughter away from that area.
Because there's something in the water.
I don't know what the hell it is, but all the girls out there look like they're, 5 or 6 years older, and they dress like it and they act like it. And I can't imagine having a 12 year old daughter who thinks she's 18. I mean, the problems that come along with that.
Oh, yeah. I said to this chick, I said, "Hi, ma'am," and she said, You're a boogerhead, I'm like, oh, apparently she's not as old as I thought she was.
Yeah, there are some young girls out there. A friend of mine had a pretty decent line. He said, he was dating a chick so young, she still had Hubba Bubba on her breath.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Arsenio Hall is with us, gang, and it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.